Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Yes, you are locked into the money line right here on a Wednesday. Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh, SiriusXM Channel 159 on the grid. This is why we love this show. This is why it's called Moneyline. This is why when we open up in the morning on the early line, so many things can change. Moments ago, headlines now read, Kevin. Deebo Samuel wants out, request trade.
Yeah, what an interesting spot we find ourselves in, Donnie. I mean, there's obviously a lot of different pieces of information that we'll kind of add here as we kind of carry the conversation. But the initial reaction is here we go. You had to think that this crop of wideouts that were extension eligible, watching everybody get paid, at least one, if not more, we're going to press down and say, get me out of here. I need to get paid. And here we are.
But I don't understand this. Deebo Samuel, basically from what I'm gathering here, San Francisco is saying, like, yo, pick up the phone. We got a blank check here. Let's get you signed on the dotted line. And Debo's like, yeah, I'm good. I'd rather get out of here. Like, Kyle Shanahan is one of the best play callers in the NFL. Deebo Samuel is a monster because, yes, he's a very good football player, but also for the scheme that he is in that allows him to do so many different things. So we're led to believe that Debo's like, yeah, I'm good here in San Francisco. Get me out to another team, which the story that will always continue to keep on giving. Let's start this one. Deebo Samuel knows what Trey Lance looks like in practice. Does Deebo Samuel go, you got to be kidding me. Get me out of here.
Let me say this now, because it's been a tough run for Trey Lance from the word go. I will say this. There is no way that if that kid was lighting it up, he's running out of there. However, Donnie, I don't think, and I'm glad you added that context to this so everybody is aware, the Niners are not insane. They are aware how valuable Deebo is.
Yeah.
The added news that Deebo is like, stop calling me. I'm good, right? You keep breaking up with a girl. She goes, hey, listen, but don't you think that like this could really work? It's like, no, stop calling. Yeah. I'm out of here. That seemingly is where we are with Deebo Samuel. Why that's so interesting, Donnie, is as we are watching Kyrie Irving versus the Boston Celtics fans play out, has the Niners fan base that have somehow, and this is kind of my, you know, kind of the loose read, you know, a couple steps away from the situation, has the Niners fan base that are pushing Deebo to stop needing an extension and figure it out, who apparently he said in videos were sending him death threats, has the Niners fan base cost them Deebo Samuel?
No, because that's how can you even equate this? That would be like saying, well, the Philadelphia 76ers fans ran Joel Embiid out of town. No, they love Joel Embiid. Like, no, Joe is king of the city. So if you're trying to tell me that the fans are mad at Deebo Samuel? Are you kidding me? When the player is that good, the fans turn on ownership and say, you need to pay this guy whatever the amount is. There's no way it's the fans.
No, but Donnie, here's the thing. Because look, you're close in proximity, Donnie. You know how people are acting about Aaron Judge. I mean, Donnie, the same people that want him to get the captain badge think he's an absolute disgrace to the Yankees organization for wanting more money. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. That, I mean, that's like, Donnie, there is still something about a sport fan who despises the athlete that wants to maximize his dollar. That is the truth of it. There is something about that fan. Now, again, that might be unfair to a Niners fan base as a whole. And again, we don't have the information that that's what it is with Debo, but we're now trying, Donnie, to fill in the pieces as to why he won't even pick up the phone.
Well, that's what the whole argument is. Like, I don't understand why he, because usually what happens is the fans will turn on you when ownership says, like, hey, yo, here's what the contract is. Oh, that's a lot of money. And Debo's like, you know, I want like triple that. And they're like, oh, no, we're not doing that. It sounds like the Niners are saying, hey, look, we see the market. We'll make you the highest paid player in football or wide receiver in football. Just pick up the phone. Like, we want you here. We want to pay you like the best. And he's like, yeah, I'm good on that, which is so odd, which is like something had to go wrong, which is now because San Francisco never likes to talk about anything and says Jimmy Garoppolo is a great piece and he should be with us next year, but stay away for as long as you can from the organization and OTAs, that now we can just laugh and say, well, maybe he knows Trey Lance is bad, and no matter how much money you pay me, I'm not being with a quarterback that can't get me the football.
So maybe, Donnie, he can't think of playing another season with Jimmy or even with Trey Lance. But Donnie, isn't that frustration usually it's going to impact my money? Because Donnie, they're saying it's not. In fact, Donnie, it's actually getting him more money probably. How bad those two might be. Certainly Jimmy Garoppolo. And let's be honest, Donnie, Debo Samuel gets drafted by any regular team, and Debo Samuel is actually not as valuable because I don't know if any regular team realizes that they should start using him as a running back in the way that the Niners have. So, like, his value is where it is because of how bad they are. They're offering him every dollar, so what he does post-signing the contract isn't as important. Am I to believe that Debo Samuel is worried about legacy? And that's why he's leaving? Because he don't think his numbers will stack up in Kyle Shanahan's offense? There's seemingly no evidence of that, Donnie.
No, there isn't. And you usually kick, fight, and scream to get to an offense like Kyle Shanahan puts you in the best possible spot every single play. It's just a wild, wild scene in the NFL, which never stops giving us information and fun topics to talk about. That's what we're going to do today on Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh, you want to join it? 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back here on Moneyline, Sirius XM channel 159 on the grid. If you want to get involved and talk a little bit about Debo Samuels and where he's going to end up, Mr. Samuel, where do you think he'll go? Philadelphia Eagles? I mean, right now, Kevin, New York Jets? Like, you just hold them hostage here? Is that what we're talking about?
So the Jets and the Eagles jump out just because they both had links to these prior wide receiver talks that we kind of know about, Tyreek Hill and other things kind of the nature. But I'm trying to think beyond that, Donnie, because Debo feels like a beyond kind of player. Like, there's no, you can't, Donnie, argue old, like age, wear and tear. Like, you can't be like, is there a spot for him? He does everything. He does everything, right, Debo? So, and my other thing, though, quickly, too, Donnie, before we even kind of go through the list of teams is, say, I know he's up for an extension, right? But does he automatically need Devontae Tyreek money, considering that this is basically contract number two coming off of a rookie deal? Or are you getting him underneath those guys?
No, he's splashing the pot because it's, you know, just like the housing market or anything that appreciates. The longer you wait on getting these guys' deal done, the brick gets higher, never gets lower. So all these deals coming in are stacking one against each other. And if you're Debo's agent going, yeah, well, sorry, Tyreek Hill just got this. Well, you don't think my guy's younger than Tyreek Hill, and he could do way more things than Tyreek Hill. I'm not saying he's better than Tyreek Hill, but that's where the market starts at there. All that money, that bonus money that he's getting, going to be guaranteed. But it's just interesting because I could almost see it this way, the way it played out in, like, Kansas City. Like, why would they move on from Tyreek Hill? They basically said, We're not paying Tyreek Hill this money. It was, hey, but he's great wide. We don't think you are worth this. So now you let him go and you sign some other guys. And I would understand that, even if the Niners are foolish enough to say, now, look, we love Debo, but we can't give him $30 million a year. It's just not in the budget. It's not how you build a football team. You know, we'll get two first-round draft picks or a first and a second, and we'll move on and we'll build and we'll wish him all the best. We thought we offered him a fair contract price, you know, top of the market, but we're not breaking the bank and setting records here for Debo Samuel. And you can almost appreciate where they would come from. So that's just what our philosophy, that's where we build it. But the fact of the matter is that they're willing to pay him and he wants to leave is the thing that's leaving everything up in the air. And you're right. Like, how quickly does this happen? Because the one thing is for sure, Debo Samuel just didn't pick up, let's just say, Kevin, 17 minutes ago and call John Lynch and say, I want a trade. This has been brewing for weeks and weeks and weeks, which is, I think, the point that you're making here is, uh-oh, requested trade. Now, wait a second. He's on the Jets 22 minutes later because they've already been working those back channels.
Yes. I mean, Donovan, it's already come out that this trade request is at least 1 week old. So the Niners have been well aware. And if you're the Niners, right, at this point, this close to the draft, we are 8 days away from the NFL draft. Even if you have every intention of paying Debo and that's what you want to happen, you have to be on the phones and understanding what's been made available to you by all of these different teams. I mean, you just have to be on the phones having those conversations. So, Donnie, we talk again, like, Eagles and Jets, right, is kind of the 1-2 punch of obviousness in terms of adding wide receiver talent, right? But when we try and, you know, climb this ladder, again, like, how are the Green Bay Packers, who a team that has multiple first-round picks, not front of mind here? Please do not try and tell me that Sammy Watkins is enough for Aaron Rodgers.
Seems like that's what they're going to tell you. And they also tell us that we don't spend a lot of money on free agents here. You know, we get mid-level guys. We build through the draft. So this will go in a complete opposite direction here for the Green Bay Packers to give up a lot of draft capital and also give up a lot of money to this wide receiver. Now, would it be perfect? Yes. And we always like to say there is no salary cap in the NFL, so they could make it work. There's no question in my mind. But I got to tell you, like, I always like this as well because you think he would be a perfect fit there. Mm-hmm. But even though the Kansas City Chiefs have brought in, Valdez-Scantling and also Juju Smith-Schuster of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then I saw a report come, like, hey, looks like the Chiefs might be in on getting Debo Samuel. And I just sit back and I just laugh to myself, right? Like, we're not paying Tyreek Hill, but we'll pay Debo exactly what Tyreek had, and we added two more wide receivers, so don't tell me we can't overpay at the wide receiver position.
If that team ends up with Debo Samuel, I got to tell you, maybe I'm giving them too much of the benefit of the doubt here, Donnie. I'm going to get major Tampa Bay Rays vibes. Tyreek's going to bust in Miami. He's not healthy situation here. Do you know what I mean? Like, because even if, Donnie, in their heart of hearts, the Chiefs believe Debo is a better fit or upgrade or younger or whatever, like them Tyreek Hill, Tyreek is a, you know, if you're retiring numbers, a jersey in the rafter guy for that organization because of the Super Bowl, you know, two runs to it all, right? Or you know, going to the Super Bowl twice, winning one of them. Tyreek is a legend in Kansas City for those reasons. So to make a move like this, Don, it almost says, is like, look, not only do we think Debo is better, Tyreek Hill's not for the long game here. Like, and we've seen Tyreek, by the way, Donnie, get banged up in Kansas City. So, like, I'll tell you this. If I'm Miami, I'm like, uh-oh. Like, what do we have on our hands here? Like, because we were told that it was they didn't have enough money, and it turns out they're paying Debo more than we're paying Tyreek. So they found the money.
No, you're right. And the two teams, right, if you have quarterbacks in place that are making unbelievable sums of money, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, usually that's the signal of, all right, let's get one last run. Obviously, Mahomes, much more legs under him than Aaron Rodgers. But the premise is, let's keep the gang together for 5 to 6 years, see how many Super Bowl runs we can get, make a go of it. And they're, like, doing the opposite, right? Like, when we saw all those guys get re-signed in Kansas City, you're like, man, that window is just right there for 5 years. Yeah, no, we'll let Tyreek go. Or when you said, all right, Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Oh, they're going, you know what? They're going to sign Devontae Adams because we know that's part of the deal where he wanted to take care of his guy and he's going to get a ton of money, but also go all in with trades and other free agents. And it's not happening.
Look, the thing is, when we talk, though, Donnie, about Debo, right? And we talk about fits. I like, You know, I saw, and I'll shout out to Field Yates, who's a good tweeter. Here's all the teams that should call on Debo. It was, I think, every single team kind of putting a photo, and he's not wrong there. So it's more so, where could Debo Samuel be a necessity? Obviously, this is all very fresh for us, Donnie, but there is one place off the top of my mind that should call and move heaven and earth if this team wants to compete for a Super Bowl, and that is, of course, the Baltimore Ravens. An organization that, for some reason, despite doing almost everything well, has given... Donnie, they have not added a wide receiver at a high level for Lamar yet. Lamar, basically, is actually giving you the freedom to pay people, by the way, because of how he is approaching his contract situation. And, Donnie, could you think of a better wide receiver for a guy who has limited accuracy than Debo Samuel, Lamar Jackson? And, Donnie, good luck guarding that backfield. Are you kidding me? I mean, are you kidding me? If that backfield is Lamar, Debo Samuel, and whatever running back they want J.K. Dobbins returning off of an injury, my goodness, how good would that be in Baltimore?
Yeah, it would be a nice fit because you're talking about Lamar Jackson, not the most accurate guy, but where does Debo Samuel eat? Get him a 3-yard slip screen and watch him just turn loose and be the best wide receiver slash running back in the game. So that would make a fit. And the best part about this is we talk about, you know, it's like the opposite, right? San Francisco 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, where's he going to go? I don't know. He's got like two teams and they don't want him.
Yeah.
Like, where's the good fit for Debo Samuel? I don't know. Every team in the NFL would love Debo Samuel, which makes it fun. Like, where would he fit in? Every single offense, every single team in the NFL. As I see the Eagles' Darius Slay put the two little eyeballs up there on the Bleacher Report that Debo wants to request a trade at this time. Don't you worry, Darius. Howie Roseman is on the phone and asking John Lynch right now, what's it going to take to come just short of making this deal? And I will leak this out to a couple beat writers to help you out.
I pride myself on being someone who is founded in rationale. And I think at times when you're in an off season, you can keep optimism alive. And Donnie and the Eagles' decision-making has beating it out of me. This team might actually be tanking, and I can't believe it. If they don't get Debo Samuel, I really think they might be tanking.
Tanking! Tank is not what we do here on the Money Line. We'll be back right after this break. Donnie and Kevin, right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Donnie and Kevin here on Moneyline. If you want to get involved here, have some fun, talk Debo Samuel or this action-packed, stacked. Well, I can't say it's action-packed, but it is a stacked card in Major League Baseball today. We don't get underway until 1:40. I believe it's 1:41, maybe the first pitch here in the game coming up between the Pirates and the Brewers. Yeah, it's not that exciting there on that end of it. But anyway, as we said, 844-843-6879. Get in the mix with us. If you have a play that you like today, if you have a situation you like today, or again, if you want to talk about the late breaking news here with Debo Samuel requesting a trade from the San Francisco 49ers, or if Kevin wants to talk about the Yankees getting vaccinated.
Yay. Now, what's the deal there, Donnie? I saw you trying to throw some shade. I mean, the Yanks doing what, you know, some refusing to do. Step up and handle the situation there, Donnie. Like, I thought it was quite funny. I don't know if funny is the right word, but I guess interesting maybe is better put. That the A's went to Toronto and just a bunch of people were not there because they were unvaccinated and it was a non-story because that team is not supposed to be good. Oh, and also, yes. I am sure the front office was like, hey, look, it is what it is, man. You do what you want. We don't got big dreams anyway. We're on the Yankees on it. Like, listen, get this figured out. That is a division rival. Everybody get in line here. We've got vax and boosters. Line it up so we can knock them down.
like Hank and Hal got together, or maybe Cashman just laid down the logo. Look, we're not a backwater franchise over here. We're just going to go up and get slapped around in our nine games or whatever in Toronto, because we can't have guys that we're paying hundreds or trying to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to do this, which is kind of interesting here, because the reason why we bring that up also, Philadelphia 76ers traveled today, or obviously traveled yesterday, to Toronto, and Matisse Thybulle will not be available in that game, but we'll talk about it in just a little bit. But Major League Baseball here, right? I was able to, you know, didn't have any difficulties today, was able to do a nice little segment on Listen Up of why the unders are rolling in. And I got to tell you, I love baseball season. A rivals football season, for capping wise. Like, football is just, you know, Sunday after, it's the greatest. There's nothing can come close. But just from a longevity perspective of never getting bored of one sport, baseball brings it every day for me. And I wake up and I set the cards and I take a look to see what happens. And there's no thunder, man. Kev, there's no thunder for me right now. Like, that late May feel of, man, look at this matchup right here. Let me check it out. Let me do a couple little cross-reference numbers. Where is the wind blowing out? What's the temps? Who's starting? How did this guy do? What's his X-Fit minus number? And I can't even get into it yet. Now, still, what, week and a 2 weeks, basically, until May starts up here. I need to see something. Like, I need to see a night with 10 games, Kevin, and the lowest scoring game had like 8 runs. 9s, 10s, 13s, 15s. This game went to extra innings, 14-13, where somebody hit 3 blasts. I'm not getting the juice yet in baseball.
No, it's hard to. I mean, yesterday, I was actually what time was the first Major League Baseball game today? Did it already start in my
No, 140.
Did it already start yet? Let me see if this market is up again. I was scrolling around DraftKings, Donnie, before the first game of the day got underway. And they had a daily specials tab. It's not up for today, which is, it is what it is. Of highest scoring team on the slate, Donnie.
Yeah.
And it was, I believe, let's call it minus 225, Donnie, for a team to score 11 runs. And it was around minus 175 for a team to score 12. I mean, Donnie, nobody touched double digits yesterday on that board. There were 17 baseball games. I don't know if we lost any because of rain or something, but I mean, Donnie, like, there wasn't a single team that hit double digits, if I remember correctly. So it's not even just like, man, there's some ugly games out there. The board as a whole was feels quite compressed right now, and it's why you're seeing those lower totals, and it's why I think you always kind of preach, you know, narrow the board in April baseball, specifically if you are an overbetter.
Yeah, dogs and unders in the month of April. And also, like, you know, you have, like, hitter props, or, you know, you're a DFS guy. Hey, how many bases did you get? Like, there's way too many of this. Like, I look at, like, yesterday, right? Game two of a doubleheader, which the bullpen should be tired. Nationals 1, Diamondbacks nothing. 9 total hits in that game. And then you flip it over to the Red Sox and the Blue Jays, who are playing in Fenway. 3 total runs, 11 hits in 9 innings. Then you flip it over to another doubleheader between the Mets and the Giants. 4 total runs, 10 total hits in that ballgame. And it goes on and on. Brewers, Pirates, 7 total hits in that ballgame. What? 7 hits over 9 innings? Oh, right. Like, it's, we don't need every game being a carnival out there, right? Oh, look at that. Yanks won 10-9. That was awesome. Which, granted, it would be awesome if games were 10-9, but that's not really baseball, right? You can enjoy a 2-1 game. Like, no, that's a well played game, but that doesn't need to be the norm here, where it's like, okay, just a guy getting on base is a miracle. That's not the way it's supposed to be. But Major League Baseball, as we said many times, Kevin, really does it to itself with what they try to do. And I thought they had a wonderful offseason putting in the rules that I thought would send this game forward. But it just looks like, can you chalk it up to, they just had a weird offseason with a lockout, and some of these guys, like Fernando Tatis, just rode motorcycles instead of worked out the entire time?
But I've never understood, Donnie, why rust is seemingly always for offense. And this is in every sport people see, you know? Like under, they haven't played in a while. Why? Was the defense out there working? I don't understand. What am I missing here? Like, you mean to tell me that Ja Morant was in a three-point stance the whole way? But he can't shoot a lick. Like, I'm not getting the message right now. So Donnie, like, again, on its face, sure, these guys haven't had their, you know, the amount of at bats that they'd like. But when we consider, Donnie, how these pitchers operate, and they're always needing everything to be perfect for them, Gerrit Cole, how are these guys doing anything other than throwing slop over the heart of the plate right now and getting absolutely shelled every single outing?
Yeah, no, I don't know. And that's what you try to figure out over time to see what works and doesn't. And it is trust me, it's a lot to do with the weather. Like, even like today, like we sit in the Northeast, you know, around like 50 degrees. Like, I take out the trash early in the morning, like before the early line starts. It's freezing. I was like, what month am I in here? Like, where am I? Like, we had a day, Saturday, which I was a little bit under the weather. I couldn't participate and smoke as 90 cigars, which I would have done. It was so beautiful. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday felt like I lived in like Antarctica in April. And you're playing baseball in this weather. Remember, we were talking about that. Was it? It was either Monday or Tuesday. Hey, let's take a look at this baseball card. He's like, I don't know, man. Every game is in the 40s here. What do you want? And then we get surprised. Like, oh, I really hope that, you know, some of these guys can get base hits. Well, if they're wearing, like we joke, you know, bubble coats and triple fat gooses out here and, you know, ski caps, that's really not baseball weather.
No, it's not. And I think it's up to us then, right, to adjust, because baseball's not going to say, all right, we'll start in May. The juicing of the baseballs, all that nonsense, you know, we went over a lot this morning. I just don't know what baseball's MO is. They want to grow. You know, they want the game to be exciting, but not too exciting. I'll never understand. And again, if you want to still say, I prefer to bet on offense, because I'm okay, by the way, with a part of the decisions people make on a betting board having to do with their preference of then how they watch their bet. There's so many options that you can kind of operate that way, where maybe you grab a hitter prop parlay. You know, the one thing I wish I did yesterday with that Boston and Toronto game is I had two losers in it as opposed to one. I had the over and a Bichette Xander Bogaerts hitter prop parlay. Like, the one thing that I find on it with those hitter prop parlays, really, I mean, you talk about you are in it the entire way, unless your guy gets injured, right? In a way that is completely unique to all other props, right? Like, I got DJ LeMahieu to cash me a hitter prop parlay with Aaron Hicks in the top of the ninth inning, two out base knock. So, like, Don, if the guy in front of him grounds out into a double play, I never even get him to come up, right? In the NBA, you bet an over player prop. If the guy has 10 going into the fourth, you're not really live to get a guy to score 30 for you. In the NFL, if your running back has 50, you needed 70, they're down two touchdowns, you're beat. In Major League Baseball, you just need the guy to get to the dish, and they're going to do that at least four, some five times in the game.
Yeah, and also, like, outside of pitchers, right, who might come out a little bit earlier, you're basically blowout-proof. Like, if you're down 5, 6, or 7 runs, very few times does, like, your starters come out unless it's, like, the ninth-inning pitch-hint situation. So you usually can ride that out. And you're right. If it's a hitter-prop parlay, most of the times you just need each guy to get one hit, so they're going to come up probably five times, as you said. Hey, they're both 0-for-3. You're not out of it. Oh, there's no time for that. They can't make it up. No, you just basically need one more plate appearance and a good swing on the bat to actually do that. Now, it is 135, 141. We got a Major League Baseball game coming up today, the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Milwaukee Brewers. Woodruff on the mound, the righty for the Milwaukee Brewers, and Mitch Keller on the mound here for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Heavy favorite, -255, over under in this one, listed at 8. Not great. I don't want to say scenarios in this game or, you know, what's actually going to work. Did you have any feels or any looks at this game early today, or is this a nerfy spotter? Because I don't really have anything on this one early. I don't.
Yeah, the one nice thing is with division baseball is you get a lot of, these guys have seen one another. Kevin Newman is in the 8 hole with a 6 of 17, you know, lifetime versus Woodruff, which is good for a .353 batting average. On the Milwaukee side, lower sample size, but they've had their success versus Mitch Keller, which, you know, plenty have. Like, Donnie, you want to go out there and a simple Willy Adames, Christian Yelich hitter prop parlay? I got no problem with that. It's a nice, light way to get involved with this game.
Yeah, it is. And we'll see what happens right away in this one. Over under 8, my guess. Maybe just taking the under all the way across the card. Because, by the way, I got 2 unders today, Kevin, and 2 low unders. That's what we do here on the Money Line in the month of April. If you want to get involved after the break, it's 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline Sports Grid, Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh, 844-843-6879 if you want to get in the mix with us. Trade talks abound here. San Francisco 49ers now in the crosshairs with Deebo Samuel asking out as they now sit at the FanDuel Sportsbook, a plus 195 to win the division with the favorite Los Angeles Rams at plus 150. So certainly, if you're looking for the Niners number today, it probably should wait a little bit until Deebo is moved and that number drops down to see what actually happens here, because there's probably nothing that you're going to get for Deebo that is going to improve your chances like actually having Deebo on your team, Kevin.
Yeah, certainly not. I mean, you want to go galaxy brain, Donnie, where, you know, the Titans go, you know what, Deebo, A.J. Brown, we kind of like Deebo Samuel. And they do a trade there, and basically the Niners get to pay a high-level wide receiver, and the Titans maybe feel like they're upgrading a bit, and you get something done in that respect. Just because, again, we talk, like, this isn't good news for a Tennessee Titans, by the way. Like, because you would think, Donnie, that the Niners control the cards, they just have to pay him. You don't. Like, I think that's the other thing here. And we don't have the full answer as to what it is that has made Deebo say, I want out. But we are at a point now where the NFL feels, Donnie, maybe at the same level. I won't listen to higher than, but that's just because people love the NFL. It is what it is. But maybe at the same level, Donnie, of star players calling their shot. You're probably still not at that level. But nevertheless, you're getting there, Donnie. You're getting there. So now guys can say, wait, I can get my money anywhere. I actually don't have to be here to get my money. Maybe I want to leave.
Yeah, talk about guys like, you know, Le'Veon Bell, like, oh, well, then sit out then. We don't need you. But it's very few and far between in the NFL because your timeline for making money is so short. And usually the guys that are angry are the guys that aren't getting paid. Now these guys know that the market is so robust. Like, hold on. Like, even though you just said, I'm going to get a blank check, there's 20 other teams out there that will trade big capital for me and still give that blank check as well. So now I can say, where do I want to play? What city would I like to be in at this point? And I can just force my way out because most teams in the NFL would love to have Deebo Samuel. Sure, what's it going to take to get him? A one and a two? You got it. What does he want pay-wise? $22 million guaranteed a year, done over 4 or 5 years. Let's go, Deebo. Welcome to the franchise here, when typically that wasn't it in the past. And it's good to see the NFL doing this because you don't really want to see holdouts and stuff, but you also like to see, and it adds to the intrigue of big star players moving from team to team because it adds more intrigue to the league, where you sort of thought back in the day when I was growing up, it was almost a collusion between owners. Like, hey, look, I know this guy wants money, and I know you're the Giants, the Eagles, the Steelers, the Dolphins, you want to pay them, but I always got the feeling that those guys got in the same room with a little conference call, like, hey, look, I understand you want them, but you know what it's going to do to our business? Yeah, we'll back off, we'll back off. Even though you can't say that because collusion would be millions of dollars in damages towards the NFLPA. But it's just like that's the way it felt, but now it's just open season. Like, these guys are just big-pocketed owners that all they want to do is win and get the next trophy, and they're doing whatever it takes.
Yeah, and I think we really need to figure out, though, Donnie, what's going on with Deebo as to the why here. It's such an important part, kind of, because, you know, guys leaving for money, Donnie, like, you kind of get used to that, right? You know, like, that's so normal. In the NBA, though, we've seen guys go, hey, listen, I'm out of here because, like, I can't win here. But Deebo doesn't seem to fit either one of those categories. I can win here if Deebo Samuel's like, listen, I'm only going to the Bucks or the Chiefs, like, okay. Then Deebo Samuel's kind of really trying to change the outlook for everything here. But Don, like you said, like, if Deebo Samuel ends up with the New York Jets, then I've got a lot of questions about what in the world is going on in San Francisco. Because Don, like, we're not expecting the Niners to, all right, what are we going to do? Who wants George Kittle? Who wants Bosa? Like, this isn't a team that's going to look to tear it down, even if they have to move on from Deebo.
No, and also, you know, it's that adage as well where Debo's got it perfect. If you ask me, say, hey, I need, if you had one game, pick two head coaches to go head-to-head against each other with schemes, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, boom, boom. And you're already on the team with one of those two head coaches that knows how to get you in position. You just had an amazing year where everybody starts to view you as the ultimate weapon. Yes, because you're good, but also because your coach says, here's what your strengths are. Watch us do damage and use your strengths against every NFL team's weaknesses here, and I'm going to put you in those spots every week. So that's also what catches us a little bit off guard, because it seems like one of those scenarios where, like, hey, man, coach really gets me here, and you want to pay me more money than anybody else? This is a dream come true. And it's basically he's saying, like, yeah, I understand that I was really good, and part of it was because your play calling basically left me wide open all over the place. But, you know, I'd like to be in New York. I would just like to be back on the East Coast or something.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, like, I don't know, Don, if we kind of know where Debo is based out of. Obviously, we know he went to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Again, but that would be odd, but at least you'd be like, right, I guess the guy just desperately wants to return closer to his hometown, whatever it might be. Like, but I just feel like that information would be attached to this all. Right. If that was because if it was like, yeah, Debo's requesting out because he's desperate to go, you know, back east. Like, I just feel like that comes out. And I know you could say, oh, the Niners would lose a little bit of trade leverage if they tell the East Coast teams they're the only ones in the running. They're going to find that out. You guys got to understand that those teams will find that out. But again, that's probably not what it is, I guess, Don. And I don't know if we've kind of asked this question so bluntly yet, but do you think Debo Samuel is done as a San Francisco 49er?
Yes. Yeah, he's not going to play for the Niners again. This would have already been put to bed because, and again, they're not fighting over money. That's why I don't think he's going to be there. If it was, you know, the 49ers offered to make me the highest paid wide receiver in football by a dollar over, you know, Adams and also Tyreek Hill, because they wanted to show me respect and that's what I'm worth. And yeah, I said, all right, cool. But I wanted another $3 million on top of that. He said, well, come on. You can't really fault the Niners at this point. I'm just going to give away the house and say, I'm going to give you a true blank check and you just write the numbers in there from what you want. You still have to have the physical sanity of a football team and try to balance things somewhat out. But the fact of the matter is if we're not talking about money, which it doesn't seem like we are, that's the worst case scenario, isn't it? Because money can always, like, we just don't see eye to eye on how much money we have here, you know. And they say, okay, that makes sense, and we'll move on. But again, the Niners are saying, pick up the phone. Let's close this deal. And he's like, I'm not picking up the phone. Get me out of town.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's pretty clearly done in San Fran because, and good on the Niners in that they knew they should pay Debo. Boy, do we need to know why this guy wants out, though. I mean, this is, it's so important to really evaluating what's going on here. Because, Donnie, I got to tell you, if it is, he's like, I am not playing with Jimmy or Trey Lance. The Niners then will be taken to task for really blowing what felt like such a golden opportunity, Donnie. Because, you know, here's the other thing. You know, we make it sound like, what if they didn't draft the quarterback? What if they didn't draft the wrong quarterback?
Yeah.
Right? Like, Donnie, like, do you think we're having this conversation if they took Justin Fields? I don't.
Or if they just didn't take anybody and just loaded up on draft picks and maybe even got close to a Super Bowl last year, you know, or won a Super Bowl, or maybe they used that same draft capital and kept it, just made a couple picks here, and then the following year said, oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers wants to be here. And Debo, you're going to really going to like this guy, as opposed to, we are a Super Bowl caliber team. Let's throw away a few draft picks, not improve our team in the draft, and take a quarterback, which looks like he might not be NFL caliber. That's what happened out there. And this isn't right. They just come, well, man, at least we got George Kittle. We got Debo. We can make this thing work, and I'll put these guys in the right spot. And then all of a sudden now your star wide receiver is telling you, I don't want to be here now. So now it's just George Kittle, a second-year quarterback, and what else?
So can I, since we're in speculation hours, right, can we throw this out just because I'm trying to throw all items on the table, Donnie? Debo was injured, right, as they were coming down the stretch, right, in those final couple postseason games?
Yeah.
I mean, is there any chance that Debo's like, they didn't protect me, they were trying to run me into the ground, that I don't want to be with this team anymore?
But no, because they wouldn't be paying him. Yeah, but if you once you get paid as the high, like, isn't that the goal? Like, all right, give me the football 400 times. Remember Derrick Henry signed his deal? Like, all right, man, now give me the football 400 times. I got my money. Now, whatever you got to do, you got to do here. But that's what I wanted to do, get that big contract, and whatever happens, happens. It could be seen like, hey, look, we're like, let's just say the MO of the 49ers was, we are going to draft a good wide receiver to good wide receiver, never pay the guy in his second contract, but use every ounce of this guy before setting him loose. They're not doing that. Like, hey, we'll pick, you know, if you're a first round draft pick, we'll pick up your fifth year option, and then we're just going to set you loose because we're not investing anymore. We got the best 5 years out of you. Now it's all downhill. They're not saying that to him. They're basically telling him, like, hey, love what we saw. We're going to pay you for the future, and boy, it's going to be a lot of money.
I and look, ultimately, I don't think that's what it is. Like, Donnie, like, do you have a guess as to what it is?
No.
Like, I mean, we're throwing it all this stuff. Like, if I had to guess, I'm guessing that he ended up, for some reason, Donnie, with a world of messages from Niners fans that just rubbed him the wrong way, and it's
zero.
And he's got to get out of San Fran.
Zero.
I just can't land on anything else, Don.
That's got to be the lowest. It would make more sense that if I have to get out of town, man, the Rams fans just did death threats against me. That sounds much more comparable than San Francisco fans, who he's probably the king of San Francisco, that they're saying, we don't like you and
you
get out of town.
Unbelievably
no
way. Naive, Donnie,
no
about
way.
How fans
Zero.
React to players wanting
fans
to
do it everywhere. Fans do that
That's
everywhere.
That's not the point. Hold on a minute now. See, and this is what people in Boston could not believe the blowback they got for not paying Isaiah Thomas, because they said nobody would have paid Isaiah Thomas in that situation. And everybody goes, yeah, but you were the ones who didn't. He wore Boston green after an unfortunate death in the family and was crying pregame before going up there for playing in your organization. And you're the one who didn't pay him. And now he's out of the NBA, essentially, trying to latch on to teams for 10-day contracts. And that's why Anthony Davis and his camp said, I will never go to Boston. So ultimately, people are not rational about these things. Like, you're almost, Donnie, trying to anticipate that everybody's rational. They are not. Debo won't be rational about that every fan base has loonies, and the loonies aren't rational enough to not be loonies.
Well, then if Debo has that issue in San Francisco, he's best just retiring tomorrow, because whatever city he goes to with a big contract and doesn't perform in week one when somebody's DFS lineup had him in and they lost, they're going to tell him the same thing no matter what city or what fan base that he has. So that can't be the fact. Because with gambling that's legalized and more eyes on it, every single week you see these guys joke around like, hey, man, I need you in this game for my championship game. We all see that stuff. We live with it there. And there's knuckleheads in every way of life that are going to either, A, get on your nerves or challenge something or just be that John 102345 at Gmail on Twitter to try to get under your skin. Can't let that get to you as a pro athlete. You can't. The OS has haters out there. Put them to sleep with wins. That's what we do out here. Moneyline, 844-843-6879. Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh. We will be back right after this break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment before the top of the hour right here on Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh, 844-843-6879. Major League Baseball is underway today, and rightfully so. We're through an inning, and no runs are on the board as a new live total posts here at a 7 with the Milwaukee Brewers as a -260 favorite. Yesterday, didn't treat me all that well in the NBA with Anthony Edwards. 20 points. Come on, man. Needed 25 out of you. And also a couple hitter prop parlays. But JP came up with a dub yesterday here on an under. How about that, K-Dub?
You'll have to see it. I mean, listen, the one thing I feel like, and I mean JP could be included in the crop here, Donnie, is I always try and tell people the joke. The reason I don't bet unders is they're too easy. You know, I mean, that's just how it sometimes seems. Like, Don, like, I mean, what do you think your hit rate on unders is? Like 68%?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on now. I mean, it's nice living those unders.
Now, does he have another one? JP, do you have another play coming up for us in the next hour?
Of course.
Are you going to give the people what they want? All right, see, he's cooking in the background there.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we got it ready right now. By the way, I was watching a little YouTube channels today, JP, about people with computers foiling scammers, like the way they try to call you up and scam, they reverse do it to them. Good stuff here. I wonder if your computers are fired up enough to do that. Can you do that? Can you combat the scammers, JP? Is that possible?
I have absolutely no luck in that. No, that's definitely not me.
They're good. Some of these guys are good out here in the market. Just getting after them, K-Dub. Like, I really enjoy stuff. But by the way, YouTube, great thing. You can lose a lot of hours of your life just going around it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share over the break with K-Dub one channel I did find, which I could not stop. Now, it's a little inappropriate for the air, but very appropriate for off the air, which we'll have some fun doing that. But in the 2 o'clock hour, more baseball games going to get underway, including the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Guardians. Keuchel versus Bieber, a minus 166 favorite here for Cleveland. Maybe a Nerfy or a Yerfy in that game. And also, got a couple looks to that I'm going to go with in Major League Baseball, talking about the unders. We'll be able to go over those and give those out in the 2 o'clock hour. This is Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network. Once again, if you want to get involved, that's 844-843-6879.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.